Here's your morning brief for Friday, December 9th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Basketball star Brittany Griner landed in the U.S. this morning after she was released from a Russian penal colony as part of a prisoner exchange for a Russian arms dealer, according to a U.S. official. The U.S. plans to impose new sanctions against Russia and China for alleged human rights abuses. Officials say the penalties will also target Moscow for its use of Iranian drones in Ukraine and Beijing for support of alleged illegal fishing in the Pacific. China's and Russia's embassies in Washington did not immediately respond to requests for comment. In the past, the two countries' officials have repudiated U.S. sanctions against their governments. In China, inflation slowed sharply last month amid widespread COVID-19 lockdowns, reflecting the economic cost of Beijing's strict pandemic strategy, which the government is now starting to relax. Economists say they expect that Beijing's pivot away from its zero-COVID approach will be a gradual one, meaning growth and inflation will likely remain subdued well into next year. U.S. regulators are asking public companies for information about exposure to distressed cryptocurrency entities. The Securities and Exchange Commission didn't mention any specific companies in the request. This comes as regulators are working to comprehend the fallout from the recent implosion of large crypto exchange FTX. Markets in Asia ended higher while European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures advance ahead of wholesale inflation data and consumer sentiment figures due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.